This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Everybody is to leave here immediately. This cafe is closed until further notice. Clear the room at once.
How can you close me up on what ground?
I'm shocked to find that gambling is going on in here.
You're winning, sir.
Oh, thank you very much. Everybody out at once.
Round up the usual suspects.
2-1-1-0.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
These government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have as far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoiled hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Gleason and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And yes, you are those exceptional Americans that I'm talking about. So welcome aboard on Agenda 21 Radio. It's again another very, very intense news day. It's just the intensity never seems to stop. I think we just hype so many things all the time, 24/7. You know, if we could cram some more time into the day, there would be less news? I don't think so. I think there'd be more and more and more news. More news. Anyway, so just a little bit of information. If you'd like to call in, our call-in lines are open, 215-TOP-TALK. That's 215-TOP-TALK. That is the telephone number to call to get onto Agenda 21 Radio. Also, visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news, and also newcaliforniastate.com. newcaliforniastate.com. A lot of things going on there. We're absolutely elated as to the progress of New California. We're going to be talking about a little bit of that coming up here in the next hour. This hour, we're going to be talking about what's going on at the border, of course. How can we let out? We talked about Washington. We checked that one out. Now we're going to be talking about what's going on at the border and a little bit about Donald Trump. I want to first do something I threaten to do all the time, and I don't necessarily do it, and that is, what is Donald Trump tweeting today? Now, there's a feature on our website called Trump Tweets. Trump Tweets. And I'll tell you, here's a president is just tweeting us into oblivion. And calling people out on the Trump tweets. It's kind of interesting. So some of the things that he's got out here, I'm just going to go right down the list very quickly because it shows you the mindset of this guy. Now, I think, as I understand it anyway, and I've heard these reports. I cannot confirm them. I've heard the reports, but I have no direct confirmation that various attorneys are now writing his tweets or, you know, before he gets up in the morning, there's certain tweets that have already gone out to disclaimer on the tweets that he puts out later. I guess, I don't know. Something like that. So this is what we have right now. This is the latest. This was, now this can't be true. 21 hours ago? No. 10 hours ago? He's got more recent things than that. I'm sorry. Why do they do, I don't understand this, the tweets. Maybe they're the responses. This is Dr. Daryl Scott. Says, once the midterms are over, liberals won't talk about detained or separated illegal immigrant children until 2020. Global Golf Post. The golf world has lost a legend in five-time Open Championship winner Peter Thompson. I didn't know that. Yeah, okay, apparently he died. If you're a golfer. And a lot of my friends are golfers. I'm not a golfer any longer. No. Too many auto accidents, actually. FBI texts. This is 11 minutes ago. FBI texts have revealed anti-Trump bias. Big news. But the fake news doesn't want to cover. Total corruption. The witch hunt has turned out to be a scam. At some point soon, the mainstream media will have to cover correctly. It's too big a story. Again, it goes to our point that we were talking about in the last hour with Scott Adams of the Scott Adams Show. And Eric Trump says, this came out 1 hour ago, it's hard to believe that the historic North Korea / Kim Jong-un summit was exactly 1 week ago. Truly amazing to see the lengths the left, the media, will go through to change the narrative. So they use little kids to change the narrative. That's really what it is, isn't it? It's the Democrats' fault. This is 31 minutes ago. It's the Democrats' fault. They won't give us the votes needed to pass good immigration legislation. They want open borders, which breeds horrible crime. Republicans want security, but I am working on something. It never ends. And this is another one 2 hours ago. The fake news is nothing, is not mentioning the safety and security of our country when talking about illegal immigration and our immigration laws. Are the weakest and worst anywhere in the world, and the Dems will do anything not to change them and to obstruct one open borders, which means crime. Now, that brings me up to something else, because this whole thing that's going on at the border, and you heard us talk about it here on this radio show exhaustively about but, you know, what is the motivation behind all the stuff at the border? And it is money. Money, 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 money. The cartels are all about money. And this whole thing is a cartel operation. And the cartels and all this other stuff are linked to various religious organizations, by the way, especially on this side of the border. You can't say it's not, you know, when it is. And, of course, they're very sensitive about this when we talk about this, these various religious organizations, because they're all in on it. It's a big money grab. Also, to some people, they complain that it puts, you know, parishioners in the pews, so to speak, automatically, sort of force marches them in there. They come across the border, they get, you know, indoctrinated into a certain religious mentality, and of course they get fed, they get housed, they get clothed, and so on, all in one fine package. And who pays for it? The taxpayer, U.S. taxpayer. Isn't that interesting? Now, And I'm going to do something. Let's see if I got it right here. I got to make sure I'm going to be able to pull this story up, because sometimes these stories pop up and then, strangely enough, they disappear. This is what is all over Drudge right now. All over. Top stories about Drudge. It says, Trump vows to stop illegals. Near fear on border. Maddow cries. See Maddow cry. Scott brought this up yesterday. That happened yesterday. Horrifying photos of Obama's illegal alien facilities media refuses to show. Now, I have perused these particular photos, and they're the same photos we had up on our website years ago when Obama was in, you know, doing the same thing. When we were complaining at the time about trafficking in human flesh and slavery. That's how long this has gone on, 2010, 11, 12. I was complaining about it in our original show called The Inside Education Show. Why? Because I'm an educator and I saw the end result. Then the foster care system. What? It's all a money grab. A money grab. had an interesting conversation with a foster parent. Apparent, and it's kind of interesting because I'm not here to disparage, and I want to make this very, very clear. And I think when people hear me speak in public about this, and I have members in the audience that are foster care family members, they're kind of looking at me like, huh? They absolutely agree with me on how the system works, you know, because that's I've done enough of this in my life to know what's going on. But, you know, the good parenting out there that's being done by foster parents, most of them have no idea because they don't think along the money line with kids. They think first to help the kids. They're great foster parents. They were there to help the kids. And, oh, by the way, the money comes along to help us defer our expenses. Fine. That's what they're there for. And most of the foster parent kids or parents I used to work with are that way. The vast majority, they're good people, and they really want to help kids. They're serious about this. And, the state will pay them. But the other ones, where this is going on right now, and this is why it's such a gig, is you bring these kids that are unaccompanied minors across the border, and you know what? They've figured out the system through special education laws that every time you have a student assigned a certain disability, guess what? The state will give up even more money and more money, and pretty soon you can get that kid maxed out per month to $8,000 per month. And the economic incentive for these kids that are being unaccompanied is there.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
A well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
There are enough laws on the books by Congress that are very clear in terms of how we have to enforce our immigration system.
He's undoing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And we're talking about the fostering of children. And I wanted to bring this up because it was really a good question that was brought to me by a couple of foster care parents. And I've heard the reference at one of the meetings I spoke at on Monday night. And the other one was a couple of weeks ago, and I was actually thinking about I was going to mention this, and I didn't, and then Monday night it was brought up again by another foster parent, somebody who had been fostering for years. And I'm not trying to disparage foster parents when I talk about this. I am disparaging the system that's brought us to this. And it's obviously, I mean, when you take a look at it now in context over years and years, you know, 41 years in the system, big memories about a lot of these things, especially with foster parents. The one notable thing that has really stuck out with me in one of the districts I used to work at was there's all these large homes that were being built. And, you know, it didn't catch on to me until years and years and years later. In my retirement, and I was contemplating it, and I happened to drive through the community. I was actually making a presentation in the community. And these large homes, specially built, you know, not just four bedrooms, but six bedrooms, and some rooms being converted into a seventh bedroom and all that stuff. And, of course, I can vividly remember having these IEP meetings, and the parents that were foster parents driving up, they all seemed to like the black Mercedes, the big ones, the four-door, you know, with the compressors on them. And we used to cackle in the, used to talk about it in the office, you know, the secretaries. This one, you know, this so-and-so is coming. Oh, and we'd say, what kind of car is she driving? Oh, a black Mercedes. So we used to chide about this. And, you know, they were the ones that were, if you take a look at the folders and open up the IEP folders. Now, some of you understand where this all goes. If you have children that are in special education, have special needs and so on, or 504s or whatever you want to call them, whichever category you fall into. And every one of these, if you have certain disabilities that are listed in the IEP, if you have a foster child, you can appeal for more money to the state. Ah, and there, see, that's the system. That's the system. And so you'd get these parents that would come in with these foster children. And if, you know, they just got a new one in, a new foster child, and they didn't have enough disabilities, every month they'd want to have another disability declared, or the IEP panel convened and blah, 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 blah. And then, you know, I think the maximum that they were coming up with was about $8,000 per kid that was being paid. It's a system. It's a corrupt system, in my opinion. And I used to fight it and did successfully in my capacity, because to me it was all about the kid. It wasn't about the money for the kid, you know, which is what some of these people do. So that's the corrupt system that I'm talking about. So I'm not trying to disparage anybody. And again, they're really legitimate foster parents. So it came up the other night, as it did before, when a foster parent, former, retired, by the way, and they don't do fostering anymore. And they said, you know, we never did that. and to all of you good foster parents out there, I guess I'm sort of dedicating this segment, and I'm trying not to disparage you, because it's true. You are out there, and you're trying to do God's work, actually, and you're trying to help kids. It's not a racket for you, you know. My point is this. Is that there are, I was approached the other night, foster parents that are really good with have no idea this is the game or the gig. They don't. They're just kind of like, what? And so when you present it to them, it's kind of like, I didn't do that. No, you didn't. Because you never would have thought to do that because your heart is with the kid. You want to try and do your best for the kid and raise up the child and just as your own as you would. And you never even give it a thought to boost your, you know, your income. And then actually to get, think about this. You can have as many as five foster kids and be earning $8,000 per kid per month. Now that's called an economic incentive. Now why do you think you have all these unescorted children coming in? Why? Hello? They're unescorted. Now, I'm going to tell you that there's more reasons than what you might think, because a lot of these people understand how the game, the system, to get across. Oh, he's my child. He's my child. And so that's the big rub, is that are these children that are coming across with these so-called, quote, parents who they really are? And, of course, down in Mexico and Central America, children are bought and sold like chattel. I mean, that's disgusting. I know. I get it. But they're bought and sold like chattel. They're slaves. And they're brought across the board. Adults swoop them up or kidnap them. Kidnapping's big down there. Kidnap them, bring them across the border, and of course they get separated, or they get brought in as a parent, and they claim to be parents. And this is what the left is so apoplectic about. Oh, you're separating these children from their parents. Well, most of them aren't parents at all. They're cartel members. They're people that have stolen the children, or they've bought the children, or they've rented the children. Yeah, there's rental children now. Parents have figured out down there as a business. This is how this extreme business goes. The business is, my child's for rent. You want to rent my child? It's $5,000. There you go. Take the child. Make sure they come back. Or we'll hunt you down with the cartels and kill you. Okay? So there's the enforcement. Cartel enforcement for you. So the individual gets the child, rents the child. They get up on the beast, and they come across the border. Oh, it's mine. Wasn't it mine? At the border, pleading. Okay? And then, of course, if they go through the right way, they can, you know, one of the ports of entry, there's a process that's completely different from the ones, the criminal process, in that they get separated because they're coming across the border illegally. So that whole process ends up separating the children. Now, here's the deal. The vast majority being held of children being held by our federal government right now are, guess what? These kids that are rented or stolen. And they're really not with a parent. An adult has used them to get across the border illegally. Get it? Now, that's what's going on. So what they have right now is a proposal. This came up on Drudge. I flashed across my screen. Is that... DNA test for border kids and parents? That's the question. So we can do DNA test, and within a couple days know, are they the child, siblings of the parents? Now think about that. That's a game changer, actually. Genetics changing the game, the face of the border, to see whether or not children belong to the parents. Now see, I think that there's going to be some legislation that's going to address the issue of the separation of children and so on. However, that's out there. Whether or not that happens, I think it needs to be plugged in. I think a quick DNA test of these kids coming across the border with their parents, the so-called, quote, parents, yeah, I think that's a quick answer. I think it's a great answer because it really does nail it. These DNA tests are very, very sophisticated. And it used to be, you know, you have to pay $5,000 for these things. I've actually paid for DNA tests. I get it. Back in the day. Now you don't have to do that. It's a very, very, you know, 23andMe, that sort of thing. But, you know, they would use more clinically involved directly there at a laboratory right on site to find out. They can get a quick answer probably in 24 hours as to whether or not the veracity of whether these parents bringing these children across are actually their children they're bringing across. Just a minor problem. Anyway, Paul Ryan, he wants amnesty. Shocking. I'm shocked that Paul Ryan wants amnesty for everybody. Aren't you? I mean, he's been giving them billions of dollars as Speaker of the House. Why not amnesty? We'll be right back.
tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Deep in a bunker, way behind enemy lines, broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. Agenda 21 Radio.
And we're back. Paul Ryan, we are back. Paul Ryan. Oh, let's just give everybody amnesty. Let's just sit up here in Wisconsin and dictate. Let's just give everybody amnesty. You see, Paul Ryan's an idiot. Not only is he a moron and an idiot, but he's an idiot and a moron. I'm sorry, I shouldn't get into the name calling and shaming and all that stuff. But let's do that anyway. I've about had it with people like Paul Ryan and his friend Arnold Schwarzenegger. The socialist communist friend Arnold Schwarzenegger. He's turned into a fine communist. He and Kasich in Ohio, by the way. Right? They all like each other. They're good buddies. Good buddies. Here we go. So anyway, this is revealing here. Did we put this? Did this get posted? I'm sorry, I had somebody doing posting for me today, so I haven't even. No, I'm serious. I've been looking at my website, and just the top stories, of course. But anyway, by the way, if you want to call in, we have opened up the lines for the rest of the show. 215-TOP-TALK, 215-TOP-TALK. That is the number. And if you want to, if you're not, you know, if you're like me and you like numbers as opposed to lettering and so on and words for your call in line, it's 867-8255. That's 215-867-8255. Okay, so anyway, some of the top stories that we have here, Sarah Sanders hits back at Laura Bush over criticism of border policy, trying to fix law that your husband signed. That's a whole other thing with boomerang now Comey under investigation. Of course, that's a that it's we reported this the other day, a week ago, 2 weeks ago. Comey was going to be the center, and now all of a sudden it's becoming mainstream. I put this up on the things this morning after some other things were put up by somebody else, and because I just want to point out that we have, this is something that's new news to some places, and it's old news to us. We've been reporting the Comey investigation and his behavior. Okay, so anyway, but you have the situation. Now, Arnold Schwarzenegger has entered the fray. Arnold, oh my God, you have so much clout, you big American, you. His thing is, politicians should be held in cages. Okay, so they spin off of the Obama pictures of 2014. And what do? They say, oh, this is what Donald Trump is doing today, which is the furthest thing from the truth, that those are his pictures from the Obama days. By the way, we were complaining about those pictures and what Obama was doing to these kids, because at the time we were saying Obama is encouraging this trafficking in human flesh and slavery. There is where the blame needs to be, Nancy Pelosi, because that is what has happened. That was happening and encouraged and enabled under the Obama administration. Hello, I sat through a couple of these telephone conference calls from the White House, and I heard what these despicable, human monsters were starting to encourage about the stealing of children from the White House. Give me a break. Oh, yeah, the New Americans Program, the Welcoming Communities Committees and so on. All from the White House. And what were they doing? They were talking about trafficking and human flesh and slavery. But no one wants to talk about slavery today. Oh, no, they want apologies from cities and from counties in the South for slavery. Oh, no. We want to distract. It's all about slavery, that our country is still enslaving black people. Right. When all along, right in front of you, hiding right in plain sight, are these things about, oh, these monster people like Donald Trump. These children, they're kept in cages. When the reality check is, this has all been on the Democrats. This has all been on Obama. This has all been on Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton. All these people have been in the Bushes. I didn't see George Bush, and especially Laura Bush, coming out now. A law that her husband passed. A law that her husband passed is what Laura Bush is all puckered up about. Her panties are in a bunch. Laura, get your panties out of the bunch. They're all part of the problem. And Laura Bush is now part of the problem too. She's just no better than an Arnold Schwarzenegger. She's no better than a Barack Obama. By complaining about a law her husband put in place and didn't enforce, she's part of the problem. She's a slave master. These people are slave master. Arnold Schwarzenegger, the Pope, Peter Fonda. Peter Fonda says encourages targeting children of agents. That's Peter Fonda, right? Antifa blast list of ICE personnel's photos and identities. Really? Antifa? Gee, I wonder how they got that. Hill intern screams F you at Trump. Horrifying photos of Obama. This is C. Maddow. Let's go to C. Rachel Madcow. Oh, did I say that? Madcow cry. I haven't seen this. Scott Adams brought it up before, and it's on there. Oh, here we go. Do we have time for this? I'm sorry, I'm ranting. I wonder why I'm ranting about this stuff. So you're getting a mix and a blend of past stories that we've covered, and now you see how the left is distorting this in a whole new era. You're seeing it. So let's see if we can get this little clip of her crying, mad cow. Let's see if they've got a commercial in front of this. We can skip this ad in 1 second. Oh, and guess what? We skipped it right now.
Story all night, but the AP has just broken some new news. This has just come out from the Associated Press. This is incredible. Trump administration officials have been sending babies and other young children. To at least three. Put up the graphic of this. Thank you.
Yeah,
we have
it. The graphic of it. There you go.
Three tender age shelters in South Texas. Lawyers and medical providers. Just. I think I'm going to have to hand this off. Yeah. Sorry. That does cross tonight. We'll see you again tomorrow. Now it is time for the last word with Lawrence O'Donnell, where he is live in Brownsville, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Oh, what an
Thank
act.
Thank you very much, Rich.
What an act. What an act. Yeah, what happens is that these people, the traffickers, that she's working in conjunction. Because, you know, if you have it Rachel's way, it's open borders for the traffickers, right? Rather than follow the law and protect these children from traffickers. Over 80% of the children that are being held are trafficked children that don't have parents with them. They're unaccompanied minors. And where are they destined to go? They're destined to go to the religious charities on the American side of the border and then distributed to foster care. And in that foster care, you can get as much as $8,000 per head per child. That's a fact, Jack. And guess who's enabling that? Rachel Maddow, who's phony. Absolutely. You have to see the visual, too. Her phony presentation on it, crying about these children, these babies, these infants. They're properly cared for. And, of course, whose fault is it that they're coming across the border illegally? We're supposed to ignore the laws because laws only apply to them when they want them to. That's the Rachel Maddow scenario. Who's using the kids is the question, right, Laura Bush? Let's ask that, Laura Bush. Let's ask the question, Laura. Laura Bush, hello. Laura, are you out there? Can you hear Agenda 21 Radio? You know, you've joined the crowd. And, of course, we all knew about your husband and his dad as globalists, didn't we? Amazing how the world turns. We'll be right back.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
We're also a nation of laws. That's part of our tradition.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
Her mother and put in a cage.
I read
about a did you say want to a 10-year-old with Down syndrome
what
being
I
taken
said
from
is
her
you
mother?
Can pick anything
how
you
dare
want
you?
Down, but the bottom line
how
is very
dare
clear.
You?
When you cross
absolutely
the border
dare you,
illegally,
sir.
You
how
have
dare
given
you?
Up the
we
rights of this country.
Being taken from
look,
their
we
mothers.
Are a country with
we
borders.
Infants
we are a country of laws.
Stolen from
and
their mothers and put into cages.
This country illegally. Your parents and understand
this.
They understand something very clearly.
Nobody can hear
when
you both talk.
When you cross the border illegally,
sir.
You are taken away from
she
your
has
family.
She has Down syndrome and she was taken
right.
from her mother.
All right,
Zach.
You go to
hold on.
Country
right.
in the
let's
room.
Get back to
and
the finish point.
When you commit a crime, you are taken from your parents
there
and any country
reason.
In the world.
There is a let's reason why faith groups.
Sandra Smith is kind of losing control of this discussion last night. Corey Lewandowski and some other hack just hammering away. Part of the this is part. Listen to this guy, Obama legacy right here. It's offensive. It's offensive. I tell you, it's offensive. They're getting more desperate, is what's happening here, guys.
Administration policy was not done during the administration. You are now lying about this policy. In addition to saying,
see, he's talking about it's not part of the Obama administration. It was. In fact, it was George Bush, Laura's husband, who got this in his problem.
Forcibly making them unaccompanied minors okay. when they take them from their parents and put them in cages, and we have members of the Trump team who are going wah wah when you learn about the stories
in this
of
country,
horror that's going on down
clear.
At the border.
Okay.
Yeah, this is a bunch of crap, of course. Isn't that interesting? And then Geraldo Rivera, border policy. This is the Geraldo. This is where you really learn to despise Geraldo. We're going to play this one in a second, I think. This is the hysterics that's going on. Why so much hysterical attitude coming from people? We're going to get into Schwarzenegger in a minute. Why is that?
Polls that cause family separation, which we don't want.
The president said we don't want that earlier today, talking about the need for new immigration laws to end the crippling loopholes. Here with a reaction, Judicial Watch's Director of Investigations, Chris Farrell, the author of the bestseller, The Geraldo Show, Fox News correspondent at large, Geraldo Rivera. Geraldo, the Democrats, we just heard Ed Henry's report, the Democrats have had a deal, a DACA fix, and they've had a fix on separation for kids. And Schumer's answer is no. Why? Because he wants it for politics. They're playing politics. Fix the law and do your job. That's for
be
both
that,
sides.
Sean,
you
be
support
that
the
as
compromise.
It may. Be that as it may. Politics
forget
aside.
Be that as it may. They can fix it
this,
tomorrow,
this
Geraldo.
Is cruelty as policy. This is an obscenity. This is
you
the
know,
government
listen.
Of the United States and the president that we both love advocating a system by which young children
Geraldo.
Are told.
See, this is where Geraldo really loses it with everybody when you get into this kind of stuff. I mean, really. you know, he knows what the truth is, yet he's going, I know everybody says, well, he's going to speak for the other side and fair and balanced and all that crap, you know, which is no. He can speak the truth. This is not the truth he's speaking. He knows what policy is. He knows what's happening here, and he's taking the bait, basically. I have no respect for Geraldo. I never have, just to let you know. But, you know, of course, now when it comes to kids, it's even more convincing because he's playing and pandering to the slave traders. And this is it. As far as I'm concerned, it is a line in the sand. If you're supporting anything these Democrats are saying about this, you're into slave trading and you enjoy it. You're not helping the situation out. Our laws are being enforced. And they're manipulating. They're the ones stealing children and coming across. Why is Geraldo not talking about that? Why is Rachel Madcow not talking about that? Because that is the system. That is what pays the bills. There's billions of dollars that are being brought across the border like this all the time. It's an industry. Yet they support it. Geraldo supports this. He's a slave trader. The modern day slave traders. Geraldo is one of them.
Born from their mothers.
Geraldo, Sean, you have agreed with me.
History will judge us, Sean.
But Geraldo,
we must take a stand on something.
I don't want to.
Here is where we draw the line.
Let me be clear. I want no separation. The president and you supported him. Offered a DACA fix and a fix on this law, as horrible as it is. Immediately, he'll sign it. And he gets the wall in exchange.
No matter what the president has done or will say, this is the only thing people are thinking about. This is getting more attention than Korea.
Well, that's because people like you are acting like a horse's rear end.
This is getting more attention than the trade wars with China. This is all 2,300 children have been torn from their parents forcibly. These are little babies.
Has Geraldo said anything about the child stealing and buying and selling and renting of these children from the south of the border here? This guy's an embarrassment to humanity. That's why I say he is part of the problem of trafficking in human flesh and slavery.
18 months old. These are 10-year-olds with disabilities.
All right, Chris,
they're taken from their parents. This is impossible. Yeah. We cannot condone this. The Republicans are the party of faith.
Who's condoning it?
Nobody condones it. That's the point. It can be fixed
the
tomorrow.
Party of child
emergency
abuser.
Session of Congress. Fix the law. Take the DACA deal.
He doesn't need
take
a law.
The separation.
Okay. Isn't that silence nice? When you don't hear Geraldo Rivera.
He fund the walls.
Isn't it?
So implemented this. Long-term.
He implemented this, Sean, on May the 7th.
Let me go to Chris.
He can discontinue it tonight, and I hope he
Sean,
does.
Chris, Sean, the
does.
Demagoguery and the virtue posturing are repulsive. This is
demagoguery and virtue posturing.
Been a problem that's been in existence for literally decades. The fact that the president wishes to enforce the law shouldn't shock anyone. There's also a legal case, a consent decree, in a case called Flores v. Reno, which further constrains and restricts ICE and Border Patrol from doing their jobs. It's not simply a matter of a statute that needs to be reworked. There's case law that also constrains the situation. It can be fixed. It should be fixed. But look, anyone who's getting hysterical over children being separated from their parents
this
needs to realize
this is not hysterica.
That there
this is
are
not
criminals.
Hysterical. This is child
criminals.
Abuse.
Child abuse. Ah, here we go. Anyway, stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio. The fisticuffs are out. The fisticuffs are out, I tell you. Anyway, stay with us. We'll be back. Agenda 21 Radio. And also, right to vote. Right. RIGHT. Vote. Or voice. Excuse me. Right to voice. What am I saying? Stay with us. More to come here on Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated, so swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion, 755 Coin.
Back to Agenda 21 Radio with your host, Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news, and newcaliforniastate.com. Now, Right to Voice, sponsors of Agenda 21 Radio. Right to Voice, the number two, right, the number two, voice.com. Visit social media answer to the big ones, to Facebook and to YouTube. And once you go to Right to Voice, you will have a free voice. Your First Amendment right will not be altered. That's kind of a key thing going on now, right now. If you've been around with YouTube and also Facebook, the censorship is enormous. Of course, we just got badly censored a week and a half ago with Facebook on our other sites. So we know the sting. That will not happen with Right to Voice. Right to Voice. Right, the number two, and voice.com. Okay, so anyway, we got a lot of stuff coming up. We're going to be talking a little bit more about this border situation, because it's really something that affects California, since California is one of the big intakes, the enticement, the inducement to bring in all these illegal foreign nationals who are doing quite a bit of harm. We're also going to read grievance number 22, believe it or not. Grievance number 22 we're going to read to you, so you understand the connection between the border, because it's very, very clear. We're starting to see some side effects going on big time in the rural areas of California, because a lot of these cartel members have now migrated up into the marijuana fields and doing vast amounts of destruction, whole communities, whole counties, actually, under siege here in California. It's a story you just don't hear about. And I know that in some other places there's cartels and so on that are connected to your community, and we're going to talk about what you can probably do to maybe help that out, to stop it. Law enforcement needs your help. And, of course, if you have corrupt members in the law enforcement, that's a problem now, isn't it? Anyway, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to stay strong, America. Stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life.
Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.